afternoon. Welcome to the Marcus Today and the Day podcast. My name is Oliver Matthew. It is Tuesday, the 9th of April, and as usual with all the information contained in this podcast, it's general advice only. So please do your own research and contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, insights, and ideas in this podcast. The ASX 200 has risen 35 points, or 0.5%, to 7,824 points. Resources led the charge today on the back of that higher iron ore price overnight. We had all the big miners with solid gains, BHP up 2%, Rio Tinto up 3%, and FMG up 1.6%. Other miners also doing well, lithium higher, LTR up 8.8%, PLS up 1.6%. Gold continues to perform well. That's despite bond yields rising. We wrote today in the trading section about the gold price and how central bank buying is supporting prices. Gold typically drops when bond yields rise because it doesn't yield anything. Aside from Newmont, which had a huge rise yesterday, that dropped today 1.4%. Everything else performed well though. Evolution up 0.8%, Gold Road up 1.8%, and Red reaffirmed guidance. They rose 5.1%. And to round out the miners, uranium closed mixed. Paladin up 0.3%. Elevate Uranium up 1.9%. They announced a resource upgrade to their African project. And Boss Energy down 0.8%. Leaving materials and utilities was the next best performing sector. Origin Energy up 0.4% and APA Group up 0.8%. The AFR had an interesting article out today about Steve Eisman from The Big Short talking about a push towards greener power and signalling that some beneficiaries could be electricity grid upgrades and green infrastructure. And they named in that one Worley, which we hold, AGL Energy and Origin Energy. We added a copper stock to the trading portfolio today, which is seen as another beneficiary from the energy transition. Elsewhere in the financial space, we had a solid performance from the big banks. CBA up 0.7%, NAB up 0.6%, Westpac up 1%, and ANZ up 0.65%. Macquarie, not for the first time, is lagging behind. That's dropped 0.9%. The banks look to be continuing higher, similar to the change in narrative we've had over the past week, where everyone's gone from being concerned about bond yields to not being concerned that they rise. Those bond yields, by the way, are down slightly today. The Aussie 10-year down 1.4 basis points and the 2-year down 2 basis points. In the energy space, we had coal stocks performing quite well. Yancoal up 1.5% and Whitehaven up 4.8%. The oil giants Woodside managed a 0.3% rise, while Santos fell 2%, along with Ampol also down 2%. And healthcare, after a solid start to the week yesterday, has fallen. CSL down 0.4%, Cochlear down 2.2%, and ResMed down 1%. To the diary, and we're expecting the US CPI number to come through tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. and this will be followed by the FOMC minutes at 5 a.m. Thursday morning. US results season does kick off this week, don't forget, with the investment banks on Friday, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. Elsewhere in Japan, we've had the Bank of Japan governor has said that the central bank must maintain ultra loose policy for the time being because inflation is yet to reach its 2% target. They did have some wage hikes earlier this year, which resulted in Japan ending their unorthodox negative interest rate policy. And on the other side of the spectrum, we had news of Chinese rates potentially being cut in the next few months. The Shanghai copper hit a record high today, while those on the LME are around their highest in 14 months on hopes of a Chinese rate cut and lower output. We discussed today in the trading section whether we should buy FMG in our one-stock portfolio and also took a look at the revenue splits from South 32, Rio, and BHP. Rio actually earns about 56% of its revenue from iron ore, 21% from aluminium, 12% from copper, and 11% from other minerals, while BHP gets 46% of revenue from iron ore, 30% from copper, and 20% from coal. As well as the copper price, the aluminium price has also spiked in recent months. And leaving you with some headlines now, TSMC, that's the mega chip manufacturer from Taiwan, they have boosted Biden's AI chip ambitions with an $11.6 billion US production deal. Japan real wages for February have fallen for the 23rd straight month. US banks set for profit boost as expectations grow of fewer Fed rate cuts. Janet Yellen, who's the US Secretary of the Treasury, she was in China yesterday, said she would not rule out any measures, including potential tariffs on China's green energy exports. The US has become increasingly concerned of late of cheap Chinese exports flooding the market, including solar panels and EVs. Elon Musk predicts AI will overtake human intelligence next year. Europe needs 800 billion euros to meet 2030 climate targets, says the industry. And Blackstone closed goes out by out of skincare company, L'Occitane. That's all from this afternoon. As I leave you, Dow futures are flat and Nasdaq futures are up slightly, 17 points or 0.1%. You have a pleasant afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the pre-market podcast.